Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible today. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, where the writer says this, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." So she told me to make a fist. I did. She attached a tight bandage on my upper left arm. I let her. She swabbed my arm with brownish liquid. I watched. She was wearing a blue nurse-like jacket and rubber gloves and a name badge that looked official to me. I was there to give blood. She was there to take it. She said, "This is going to pinch and burn," as she inserted the needle into a vein. She was right. Why wouldn't I believe her? She had done this hundreds of times before. At least I hoped. Why wouldn't you believe Jesus? He has been there from eternity past. He's the creator who put all this world into motion. He breathed into man the breath of life. He chose a people that and then protected and nourished them. And through his people, he sent Jesus, who loved us all the way to the cross and paid the penalty for our sin. God raised Jesus from the dead, demonstrating his approval and showing us our future. And then he sent his Spirit to live in us. I won't always understand what happens in this life. Some things will shake my world. But who else is there to cling to? Where else is there to run to? What else is there to trust? When my world is shaking, I can hold on for dear life to the certain truths that Jesus proclaims and I profess. Even amidst my fears and doubts and questions, I know that Jesus will always keep his promises. Here are a couple talking points. One, ask God for an opportunity today to teach your children about his faithfulness. Ask him to give you that opportunity. And then secondly, confess your trust in God's work even when you don't understand. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Help me to always trust you and trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.